Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Friday, live from Studio C.
See, senor.
Dimly lit room deeper than the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications Compound. And today we're under the tutelage of our general manager,
Bibi Netanyahu, starring as Darth Vader in The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, that's a good one.
Huh? That was all right. It's a bit of a reach.
Clever. How y'all doing? Excited about the weekend? What, huh?
Trust me, when I do B work, I know I'm doing B work.
Oh, B work's my sweet spot.
Oh, yeah.
Shooting for B my whole life in every aspect. So plenty to talk about today. Yeah, Israel did strike back against Iran last night, and we're going to talk to some experts about that, and we've got our own analysis. How do you pronounce that word? Analysis?
Some pronounce it analysis. Yes.
Finish here. Here we go. You know what is my favorite story that I just became aware of? Actually, I heard
talk
it,
to me.
Actually, I heard it yesterday, and then I heard an update on it yesterday. That big international race they had in China, the half marathon, in which the Kenyan runner and the Ethiopian runner, who were going to finish first and second, like every distance race in the world over the last half century, they're winning, but they slow down and they wave the Chinese runner ahead of them, and the Chinese runner ends up finishing first ahead of the Kenyan and Ethiopian two runners from countries that take in tons of money from China as part of the whole Belt and Road Initiative.
Wow. Wow.
And it was so egregious that it is, everybody's on board with, like, hey, they're investigating. It's like, come on. I mean, in the video, you see them slow down. They actually wave him with their arm. That was a little too much. Somebody should have said, you can slow down a little. Maybe don't wait until the last 10 meters. To let him get ahead of you, and then don't actually you look back and then use your arm to say, come on up here.
Hey, I'm a runner. I'm not used to politics.
Isn't that something?
Wow. I was unaware of that. That's amazing.
That has, I think it's not just funny, it's significant. That's how big a deal China is in lots of the world. I mean, it's like Nazi Germany. It's like the Soviet Union was for a while in certain places. It does whatever the hell it wants.
Meanwhile, Africa is just a cauldron, parts of it, of death and torture and misery and exploding population.
And all this stuff fits together in that Israel struck at Iran last night. The House is going to vote today on various aid packages for Israel, for Ukraine, and for Taiwan. As it's just becoming more clear, it comes up more often. Iran, China, Russia are a thing together, and they're working together, and there's all kinds of examples of that going on. And that's where the world is right now. That's the big story of the world, maybe for the rest of my life.
And I think almost certainly, and one further aspect of this tied to Africa, it's really a war between totalitarianism and democracy.
Sure.
By which people just mean representative government. So let's not get hung up. So that is absolutely clear. And Africa is increasingly going to totalitarianism.
But I heard somebody make the point the other day, for instance, we had our big meeting with the leader of China there at the Japan rather at the White House, reiterating our close friendship, and they are working on becoming a military power again. That same day, China had their big, oh yeah, well, here's our friend North Korea, how do you like that? No. So you know, we got friends like Great Britain and Japan and a whole bunch of other really powerful countries and powerful economies. North Korea, Iran, and Russia, they got their problems. And their friends,
I know
it's
coarse, but there couldn't be a better term than axis of a-holes.
Right, and their friends are North Korea and a bunch of backwards African countries. All right. I like our chances.
Run by warlords and brutes, yeah.
I like our chances, but it still could be a very, very ugly time as this all gets sorted out, no doubt. So what do you think Israel accomplished last night bombing in Iran?
Mostly symbolism and sending the message, we can hit you anytime we want. You'll note our missiles didn't get shut down. Yeah, we took out a hen house in East Khameneistan, but trust us, we could go bigger.
Why didn't they take out the Iranian nuclear facility? So they bombed right next to it. Like, look, we can get here, but why not take it out? Why not? If Iran is close to a bomb... As the news reports are last week, I mean, they're like really close. Why not?
Because their big financier, buddy, protector, Uncle Sam, begged them not to.
Okay, well, that's its own question then. Why the freak would we? Well, when they took out the Iranian, the nuclear reactors in Iraq in the 80s, they didn't tell us at all, and they just did it. And then Reagan gave them a tongue lashing. The whole world did. And then later, Dick Cheney gave them a medal for doing that for the world.
Wow, like 10 years later. Almost as if the reality doesn't match the PR. Huh.
Anyway, we'll talk to Mike Lyons about that a little bit later. I get the gesture of, you know, we can reach you anytime we want. You don't have the ability to shoot us our stuff down, but man, that nuclear wreck, they get a nuclear weapon and then the whole calculation changes. Obviously.
Right. Yeah, I think it was the message. There was it's a dark joke, but I was hanging out with my daughter and her man the other day, and she had had a minor injury, and some joke was made about, I swear it's not domestic violence. And I said, good, so I don't have to murder you. And it was, it was lighthearted and everything, but
It must have been at the time. It didn't sound like it there.
Well, I know you'd have to have the context. Everyone was laughing and drinking and that sort of thing. But Israel was saying to Iran, I don't have to murder you, but I will. I will if I need to. So,
but in this case, they should. It was violence. Iran did attack them with 100 missiles last week.
All right, Dick Cheney, quit escalating. They're biding their time, partly because Uncle Sam begged them not to do anything big.
Yeah, that's
plus they don't need a wider war now.
The part I don't like is having to make any decisions around Joe Biden's judgment. That's the part I don't like.
Oh, please. That's idiotic and repugnant. I agree completely. But the one thing Israel is very, very good at is saying, we'll deal with that later. And they'll deal with it later.
If I'm an Iranian scientist, I don't go out for a jog at night. for instance?
No. I would look into working remotely options. How about I just stay here and never go outside? Would that be okay?
Let's start the show officially on a Friday. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is Friday, April the 19th, the year 2024. Life will not be a bore in 24, man. That has been true since the go of this year. We're Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Let's sleep into action then. Officially, according to FCC rules and regs, the show begins at mark.
And I'm sitting here for days now, from morning till night, in that freezing room, freezing. Everybody was freezing in there. And all for this, and this is your result. It's very unfair, very bad thing. Very bad thing. The whole world is watching this hoax.
Trump outraged by the injustice and the air conditioning, but mostly the air conditioning.
So I was watching CNN yesterday, and they took his little rant there in its entirety after he walked out of the courtroom. And then Jake Tapper felt compelled to say, I know a lot of viewers say, why do we give him a platform? But we just feel here at CNN that since the accusers have a platform for their commentary, we're letting the accused have a chance to speak also, which I thought was cool. But then they, on their little panel, because I actually thought that at the time, I thought, wow, is CNN, are other channels doing this? Are going to let him do his whole thing every day after the courtroom? Get his. But the panel on CNN made a decent point. He should, if it's going to get the kind of coverage it does, and it's so far this week, every day when he comes out, that makes the news that night, mm-hmm. whatever he says. Why doesn't he come out and say, we could be, you know, dealing with the border or stopping inflation? Why doesn't he talk about his campaign stuff as opposed to how cold it is in there?
Because he's the most self-obsessed human being who walks the earth.
Anyway, he's got this platform to, like, really remind people, I'm being, you know, taking my time when I could be out talking to the people about inflation. Inflation is killing people right now. I should be in Michigan right now talking to people about the price of milk and how we're going to handle that, not in this courtroom.
That would be brilliant. Oh, he's not even good at being Donald Trump. He's so frustrating.
Well, he's received the most presidential votes of anybody in U.S. history, so got that going for him.
Yeah, but oh my gosh, you're so right, though. He could win 40 states if he went with that, but he doesn't. It was so cold in there. Everybody was cold. What the hell? I am the ball.
How does mailbag look?
It's actually quite good. Oh, cool. If we can squeeze some of it in. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Text line 415-295-KFTC. That's coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got more annoying college kids around the country demanding various things that are ridiculous from people that they have no leverage over. So stay tuned for that.
And I would call them whiny-ass punks, but they didn't raise themselves. Gotta keep reminding ourselves
of that.
That's
the hot new trend, demanding things from people you have no leverage over, and then the people you have no leverage over capitulating.
Yes, yes. Well, there is some leverage, which we should discuss. So many good things to get to today. My goodness, we'll never get to it all. Oh, we got your freedom-loving quote of the day, mailbag coming up. But first, let's take a fond look back at the week that was. It's Cow Clips of the Week.
Drama also builds back in the house.
I expressed an opinion. We'll murder you.
Well,
this is Cow Clips of the Week.
It is the people of the state of New York versus Donald J. Trump.
Classic example of unequal justice.
Only 36% viewed the charges as serious.
Iran has just responded about 30 minutes ago.
More than 300 drones and missiles launched at Israel.
The U.S. fighters alone shooting down those 80 armed drones.
I can't imagine a better day for the air defenders.
It's the same enemy. It's the same enemy, and that's how Israel looks at it.
What is your message to Iran in this moment?
Don't.
I don't have faith that you'll do this. You guys are all horrible human beings, and Jesus probably would have killed you himself.
At Columbia University, hundreds of students built a Gaza solidarity encampment on campus.
Stop. Let go of the bar.
My hand.
Let go of the bar.
Stop squeezing my hand.
Our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done.
Yes. Yeah, I asked him to resign.
What did he say?
He said he would not.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion.
The Senate has a clear obligation under the Constitution and 200 years of precedent. We need to hold a trial.
Should squatters have rights?
Property shouldn't just sit empty, and if they are, they should be seized by people who need them.
And we've kind of come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage.
Scotty, Scotty, he's done it again. Oh, he gave him chicken! He's a man of the people!
He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there used to be... There are a lot of cannibals, for real, in that part of New Guinea.
I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways.
So much there. Where does one begin? No, and also some chicken. Was that in last week's Cow?
That was this week, wasn't it? I don't know.
An oversight. That's
you can't mock Joe Biden making up a story about his uncle getting eaten by cannibals, which isn't true, without mentioning Trump's weird Gettysburg address.
Oh.
So vicious, so beautiful in many ways. What are you talking about?
You have no idea what happened here. It's a tad discouraging if one thinks about it. Oh, golly. Why don't we just move on to your freedom-loving quote of the day? Although, can we have that very short version of Catherine Marr, the vicious Marxist new head of NPR handy? That was a beautiful distillation of her message that I want to go over again. But anyway, Jeff sent this along, Jeffrey, and it's quite long. It's from Pope Benedict the 16th's famous sermon. And the famous phrase, the dictatorship of relativism. And I'm going to summarize part of it. He's talking about how the small boat of thought many Christians are in has been tossed by waves. Marxism, liberalism, libertinism, collectivism, radical individualism, atheism, all of these isms, all of these philosophies that have caught fire and come and gone and ended up disastrously. And he says, whereas relativism, that is letting oneself be tossed here and there, are carried almost by every wind of doctrine, seems the only attitude that can cope with modern times. We are building a dictatorship of relativism that does not recognize anything as definitive and whose ultimate goal consists solely of one's own ego and desires.
That's pretty good.
That's the counterpoint to the Catherine Marr Marxists of the world who want to tear it all down. Mailbag.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. We don't have a lot of time. I demand a return to mailbag later on the show because we've got some really great stuff. A couple of comments on the protesters. This is Dio. I'm sorry, I don't see how it takes 5 hours to get the protesters off the Golden Gate Bridge. They're just holding on to the rebar. It's as stupid as the time Homer got stuck in two vending machines. That's right, Homer Simpson. He wouldn't let go of the candy, which was the only reason they couldn't get him out. I'm all for the cops cutting off their arms with a circular saw. I'll bet they let go real quick when they power those things up and get close enough to those worthless arms that have never done an honest day's work.
God, we ought to play that stuff again for people who haven't heard it. It's too good. I wouldn't mind hearing it again.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to do some bonus mailbag later on. I'm not going to rush through it. It's too good.
The protesters on the bridge with their arms in the barrels. If you haven't heard that audio, it's pretty entertaining. Yeah, if you had a hacksaw there and you're saying, okay, either let go of the rebar or I'm going to have to saw off your arm, I think they'd let go.
Yeah, I have many comments on that situation. Some additional perspective. Stay with us if you can.
Armstrong and Getty.
Let go of the bar.
Medical.
Let go of the bar.
Stop.
Let go of the bar.
My hand.
Let go of the bar.
Stop squeezing my hand. The rebar is cutting the inside of my hand. Stop prying my finger.
The bar.
Stop prying. Stop. Stop. Stop.
Let go of the
rebar. Stop. You are hurting me.
Let go of the rebar.
He's free. He's free. He's free.
That's America's greatest comedian, Fatty Dumbuckle, with his You're Cutting My Hand routine on the Golden Gate Bridge.
God, I don't know exactly what my goals for raising my sons are, but it's to not be that guy.
Oh, boy.
You're squeezing my hand. It's cutting my hand. Let go of the bar, you freaking moron.
Well, he's not a moron. Well, actually, he is a moron, but that's not all there is to it. And I want to get into his strategy there in a moment or two. We started to read a couple of emails. I wanted to finish those up very quickly on the topic of the protesters and what whiny weasels they are. Yes, sir.
Yeah, those were the protesters on the Golden Gate Bridge the other day. Everybody in America wondering, why did it take 5 hours to get them off there? Well, they came up with a pretty clever... How much time did it take to come up with these barrels full of cement and sand and a pipe that you can put your arm through the barrel and hold on to a bar? And then because we live in the mamby-pamby world that we live in, cops aren't allowed to come up and just whack you in the head and say, let go. They have to convince you to let go. So,
well, I was just going to say the reason it took 5 hours is California. I'm reminded of the hilarious meme where the governor of California is attacked by a mountain lion on the trail and blah, blah, blah. He ends up spending millions of dollars and having studies done and stuff like that. Then the governor of Texas is attacked on a trail. I guess it's a pit bull. I can't remember in this thing, but he shoots it. Cost 38 cents. Anyway, a couple of emails on that. As I mentioned, Dio was shocked it took 5 hours to get them off the stage. Homer Simpson-esque, all they had to do is let go of the candy and their hands would have come right out. So the idea that the rebar is cutting the inside of my hand. Well, let go of it then, you dumbass.
God,
anyway,
dang it, that makes me mad.
And Dio is for the cops approaching them with a circular saw fired up. Well, your arm's got to come off then, son. I'm so sorry. Ah, look, it's loose. It's loose. And I've got to admit, that kind of appeals. Moving along, a couple more notes. Tom writes, I love hearing the hypersensitive, lazy wimps throw around the R word, revolution. They refuse to put in a half work day. As a Marine, it makes me laugh and feel secure in my freedom. Actual fighting, not typing a mean tweet, is hard. It requires a degree of physical and mental toughness to survive they cannot fathom. Hearing these doofuses rant gives me such a warm, secure feeling. They don't have the work ethic necessary to overthrow a ham sandwich. Oh, Tom, that's a bit dismissive, my friend. and I'm
You're
reminded
squeezing
of
my hand. And what you pathetic Tom, excuse for a human.
Tom, can you imagine one of your Marine brethren shouting out, "They're squeezing my hand." Hell, I'm not a Marine. I was just like a baseball player. And the idea that, ow, it's squeezing me. Come on. Which brings us to another kind of a similar topic. And that's, let's see, this is Mike who's commenting on Google firing the 28 employees who occupied Google offices and threatened people and yelled and chanted and disrupted business. And several of them said, "This is unjust. Free speech is our constitutional right." Yes, it is, Sally, but it's not without consequences. Go work for NPR, Mike writes. The idea of consequence-free civil disobedience. I think it returns, in a way, to a lot of the problems we're dealing with the snowflake generation and even people I agree with on some of these college campuses. They're constantly going with, "That made me feel unsafe." You know what? I've felt more or less unsafe since the day I was born from time to time, and you get over it. It makes you realize, oh, okay, I can negotiate tough circumstances. It makes you tougher. It makes you better. It's okay. But that gets back, I believe, to the complete lack of free-range parenting and how every kid spends all their time in activities supervised by adults where they're told the rules are enforced by the adults or not or whatever, but they're always looking to the adults as opposed to inventing their own games, refereeing their own games, exploring the world, maybe getting in trouble, but learning to take on risk. And so when they, having been told by their mentors, particularly in universities, that they are right and they're righteous and they're brave and they're wonderful, when there are repercussions, they're honestly shocked.
Stop squeezing my hand!
Now, that guy was doing something different, but I'm reminded, do you remember the Burning Man protester girl who the tribal police were having none of the crap of the road blocking in the name of whatever idiot cause it was? Do we have that tape handy, Michael?
I will check.
No,
I don't have it right now.
Okay. So much for preparation. Anyway, I think there's honest shock that there are any repercussions. Now, one more point on the psychology of this. I was searching around for the term I was looking for yesterday where they deliberately provoke violence or resistance by bellowing through a bullhorn into your face or putting their finger an inch from your eye or blocking traffic. It's Sean.
Just stopping me from going to work is pretty provocative.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Being outraged that there are any repercussions to civil disobedience. Go ahead.
Ah, we're not violent. Don't move. We have no weapons at all.
Officer, will you tell me where
we're environmental protesters.
What did she say?
We're environmental protesters.
Okay.
Go on.
Don't move. We have no weapons at all.
Officer, will you tell me where
Well, the world has sent the message that if you're some sort of protester, you get to do whatever you want. Stop traffic, destroy art, stop a basketball game. You get to do whatever you want. That's just part of the deal.
Yep, I would agree. And then there's the, getting back to what I was talking about before, it's the term is decision dilemma. They're trying to put you in a decision dilemma, and it's out of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And Sean from beautiful Chico, California, sent along a link to a rabble-rousing Marxist organization's website where the snapshot is, design your actions so that your target is forced to make a decision and all their available options play to your advantage. If you design your action well, you can force your target into a situation where they have no good options, where they're damned if they do and damned if they don't. This is known as a decision dilemma. Then they give an example from Gandhi, actually, but many actions with concrete goals, such as a blockade or sit-in, require a decision dilemma in order to be successful. A sit-in at a corporate HQ, for instance, should leave your target with only two options if they're not willing to meet your demands. One, evict you forcibly and face the negative public attention this would cause.
Or that two, doesn't always happen.
Yeah, let's get back to that. Or two, wait you out, allowing you to gather more attention and support while business as usual grinds to a halt.
Yeah, I was watching the Columbia cops grab those kids and take them off, and I wasn't having a negative public reaction to that. I thought, you go. That's awesome.
I'm asking you, Jack. I'm asking the good folks. Last time you saw a video on Twitter or wherever you see videos of, in some country, protesters blocking traffic and burly guys getting out of their trucks and cars and dragging their ass off the roadway? Was your response, oh no, they're the aggressor and it turns out they're the bad people? Or was your response, yes, yes?
I don't want violence, but I can't noodle through legally. We should talk to a lawyer. Is there any way out of this no-win situation dilemma? I mean, if you stood there on the bridge and you said to the person, look, I'm a nonviolent person, but I have to go to work. I have an important meeting at 11. If you don't get out of the way, I'm going to punch you in the ear. I'm giving you a full warning. You can get out of the way, but if you don't get out of the way, I'm going to punch you in the ear. And they don't get out of the way, and you do punch them in the ear until they get out of the way, and then you go to work.
Yes.
But is there anything other than that?
Well, I might fine-tune your strategy, too.
Punch them in the nose?
So much punching. I would say, I'm assuming I would have a Confederate in this. Perhaps I wouldn't, but I would say it's very important that you get off the roadway. Are you willing to get off? No? Okay. We're going to drag you off with minimum force, but you are going to leave the roadway in 10 seconds, 9, 8. And then, with minimum force, return civil order. That's not out of line. In fact, it's so in line, it's crazy I have to defend it on any level. We are clearing this roadway in 10 seconds, 9, 8. And then you do it with minimum force.
Yeah, I guess the breakdown is, since we saw them do it successfully in a number of places, is the fact that in San Francisco they don't prosecute any crime, let alone something like this. I mean, because if you knew you're going to show up and immediately just be taken off the bridge and maybe spend a day or two in jail, which would be very inconvenient, and they have to pay a fine, which would suck, you probably wouldn't go back and do it again.
They won't have to pay a fine because they're financed by these George Soros-funded radical organizations. But if, and it would be so crazy if, well, you know, any of the authorities who can hear my words right now already agree with us. I was going to say, wouldn't it be crazy if these protesters, the bail paperwork just kind of got lost on somebody's desk and they ended up spending a couple of days in jail just sitting there? That would be unfortunate. We've got to exact a cost. An order without a sanction is merely a suggestion. Don't block bridges, causing tens of thousands of people miserable difficulty. Perhaps even death or loss of health if they're on their way to a medical appointment or hospital or whatever else.
The rebar Don't is cutting my that. Hand. You're squeezing my hand.
Stop squeezing my hand.
Stop squeezing my hand. I'm going to squeeze your gonads if you don't get off this bridge. He's in these pliers.
That's the spirit.
Barbaric.
Yeah, hey. Barbaric times have come, all right? It's, you know, and I'm not arguing in favor of violence. Certainly, I think this stuff can be done with a minimum of violence, because physical force is not always violence, and that's another one of the techniques of the protesters. They characterize any physical forces as violence, and speech is violence, too, but violence is speech. If you need to take notes, I'll go slower. It's an absolutely insane worldview. But the idea that we, the civilized, are unwilling to exert any force to maintain our civilization means we don't deserve our civilization. We don't have the courage to have a civilization. And that relates not only to the whiny-ass protesters, but the rampant crime in the streets, the DAs who refuse to prosecute, the rest of it. If we're not willing to defend our civilization, we don't deserve one.
Well, and maybe even allowing Israel to defend itself. I mean, it might go all the way up to that. It's just, where are we?
Right, and yet another technique of the radical left is to describe the extremely reasonable, like what I just described. They describe that as ugly and radical and unfair and racist and white patriarchy or whatever over and over again until even good people start to think, yeah, maybe that is crazy to drag a protester off the bridge because look at them yell and thrash and it looks like it might be hurting them. No, folks, we've got to return to bedrock values over and over again so we don't get swayed into the insanity ourselves.
Well, clearly it's crossed some sort of line that needs to be dealt with. It's out of control.
Stop squeezing my hand.
Let's drag our society back across that line by its hair if we need to.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I'm
perhaps break its little finger so it doesn't forget the lesson it's learned. Wait,
oh
what?
My God.
No, that was parody. That was, I mean, humorist.
You made my pliers testicle thing seem tame in comparison. If I'm one of the city leaders in Chicago, I'm coming up with a plan for this before the convention, before the Democratic convention, because this is going to be all day air day then.
Yeah, the term poop show doesn't begin to describe what Chicago is going to be like.
And we'll be right there.
So
we've got Katie's headlines coming up next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There will be some highly consequential voting in the House of Representatives going on over the weekend that we need to talk about these various aid packages. Really big deal, but more on that later.
Interesting that it's over the weekend. Perhaps we can discuss that
as
well.
That important. The deadlines are deadlines, if you know what I'm saying.
I do know what you're saying. So more on that next hour. We'll talk to Mike Lyons about the Israeli strike on Iran and much more. First, though, let's figure out who's reporting what. It's the lead story with Katie Green. Katie?
Thank you, guys. From the Washington Times, Pentagon speeding up work for first new nuclear warhead in 40 years.
I think...
Got an upgrade.
Well, and I think it's interesting that that story has been released right now. That's... They don't do that willy-nilly. I imagine they time those, I would assume.
Yeah, I'm not sure I get it exactly. It's not like it's news that the U.S. has a nuclear arsenal or the evildoers thinking air bombs are so old they won't go off. I don't get it exactly, but anyway.
From the Wall Street Journal, water facilities warned to improve cybersecurity as nation and state hackers pounce.
Yeah, it'd almost be handy to have dictatorship for a couple of months just so we could make...
Did you hear that? He said he wants to be a dictator.
On day one. So we could demand that water systems, electrical systems, cell phone systems, everybody get their cybersecurity right. Because when the evildoers come for us, that's the first thing they're going to do.
From MarketWatch. Mortgage rates hit highest level since November, pushing monthly payment for a typical home close to $3,000.
Whoa. I was going to mention that when it hit yesterday. Yeah. Rates are back up. Near record highs from the last 30 years. And there are hardly any houses for sale. And if you do want to buy one, the price is really high and the interest rate is really high. And there's a line out the door of people who want to buy it. That's the way it seems to be most of the country. What a weird situation.
If you're in a coastal state, your utilities are ridiculously high, as is your insurance.
And nobody wants to move because, I forgot, over half of people have a 3% loan. So, yeah, they're not going to move. You're not going to move.
From Fox News, Rep. Ilhan Omar's daughter arrested and released at anti-Israel protests at Columbia University.
Yeah, good for him. Sure, mom is very proud.
From the New York Post.
Well, Mark America hater, the America hating apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Right.
Sorry.
From the New York Post, Mark Zuckerberg's Meta releases early versions of Llama 3 AI model in bid to catch ChatGPT.
So their newest version of AI is going to compete against the others. Okay.
And it's got a badass name like Llama 3.
All right.
And finally, the Babylon Bee. Hillary Clinton condemns Trump for paying hush money to political liabilities instead of just killing them.
Oh, my. Clinton body count. Hashtag what?
So Zuckerberg, who's got a hell of a lot of money, trying to beat out Google and Microsoft and other independent people who've got a hell of a lot of money involved in this for the race to AI, which will destroy the world. Oh, my God. That background story of that race with the stakes maybe higher than anything in world history is just something else.
Oh, I've got an unbelievable AI story at some point today. The U.S. military is working seriously on AI stuff, and they staged the first ever AI plane versus real pilot dogfight with jets.
Okay. How did that turn out? Is that a tease?
Stay tuned.
Oh, man.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.